Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Off the Mark has a great announcement to make. Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
86 Productions.
Welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host, Andrew. I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron. Let's start the show by discussing some recent news. So Christian is all of a sudden mysteriously replaced on Raw by Drew McIntyre. What happened here, Aaron?
Apparently he got injured again, and it actually happened in a match that he had with CM Punk on Raw. So, unfortunately, he kind of drew the short end of the straw there, and he isn't going to be on WrestleMania this weekend.
You know, the other thing also that we should have brought up also was why Del Rio wasn't in the Team Teddy versus Team Johnny. Did you hear why?
They believe that this match isn't as important.
Exactly.
as it could be.
And that's and to me, I find that hilarious because it kind of it seemed like they were teasing it, like he was going to be in it, but I guess it's beneath him now. So that says something. I'm just wondering what's going to happen to Del Rio later on.
Yeah.
You know, he might make a surprise visit to WrestleMania. You never know.
So we will see.
So let's move into Raw. Well, we might as well just call it a recap show. It was bad. I was not happy with the show overall. I mean, it opened up with a match, which I don't... This is what I understand. Why do you have Kane and Orton basically wrestle each other a lot? And same thing with Daniel Bryan and Sheamus. They wrestled a lot on Raw. Like, more than I would want. I'm surprised they allowed this. You know what I mean? I was surprised. I'm still surprised. I like even talking about it now, I just can't believe they allowed that.
Yeah. You know, this is one of those things where you kind of wonder about the booking. Do Sheamus versus Kane and Orton versus Daniel Bryan. You know, that's what you should do. And then, you know, have Sheamus win and have Daniel Bryan win their matches respectively. And because of interference, you know, Kane would come out, maybe chokeslam Orton, and then Daniel Bryan would get the easy win. Daniel Bryan would come out to interfere, but then Orton might come out and then, you know, stop Daniel Bryan and then cause Kane to lose or something, right? I mean, you do stuff like that because you're supposed to pay to watch them wrestle, and instead you get to see them wrestle for free. So it's kind of, you know, I said this about Punk and Jericho about 3 weeks ago. I think this is really dumb booking. I really do. And I understand that obviously what you're paying to see mostly is going to be Cena and Rock. But I still think that this is poor booking.
Yeah, completely poor booking, dude. But what do you got? And the other thing also, Daniel Bryan beats Sheamus clean. So does that mean Sheamus is going to win at WrestleMania?
You know... If you really want to know, you'll have to listen to our WrestleMania special we just put out, and where myself and Andy both document in great detail who we believe is going to win and why.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you check that out in our Off the Mark specials, or just go to the Section 86 webpage. So here's the weird part, and I don't understand this, because Triple H and Undertaker, they were nowhere to be seen, but they had the like a couple promos.
Yeah, they had the promos.
Why would you make this match such a big deal, but then right before the pay-per-view, nothing?
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
I don't know. I really don't know. This was the major match last year. I you know, when you think about it, I mean, yeah, Miz, Cena, of course, they were trying to build it up, but they built it up poorly. So this match, Triple H Taker, was the attraction for WrestleMania 27. And this year, it's, you know, it's kind of the second match, I would say. You know, even though I think Punk Jericho is more important, this is going to be most fans' second match. I don't understand this at all, though. You could have Taker come out and do a promo. Have Triple H come out, cut a promo. You know, do something small. Have Triple H come out and wrestle somebody. You know, I mean, do something easy. Do something, you know, smart like that. Mm-hmm. I don't understand this. I really don't.
Neither do I, and I think this is a bad move, actually. I don't care what those guys are doing, because Triple H is backstage. At least if you had Triple H come out and say something, I'm cool with that. But they didn't. So, anyway, so the show ends on a strong note, I thought, with The Rock doing a promo, and then Fruity Pebbles, John Cena, comes out. I was pretty happy with this. They talk for a little bit, and then the show kind of ends. It ends. Yeah. It was a cliffhanger. I dug that. Yeah. I thought that was a great way to end Raw.
I didn't think they were done. That's a weird thing, too, is that they end when they were – when I saw the thing pop up that says, you know, 2012 mm-hmm. Raw, I was like, whoa, what? This is the end? I was actually expecting another, like, 10 minutes. I added 15 minutes to my DVR because I expected it, you know, to go on for a little bit longer. Nope. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't understand it. I almost wish that The Rock would have held the microphone up and was about to say something, and then they cut it off. Because that would have made me more intriguing. You're just like, what happened? What did he say to the live crowd? You know, you start like thinking about it more and more. But mm-hmm. I thought it was a proper way to end the show.
I do, too. And I kind of hope that translates into sales for them. I hope that this WrestleMania is successful. Because the thing is, even though we complain a lot about a lot of the stuff that they do, I want them to be successful. And I want them to be good. And I think that this is one of those things that they did very, very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unlike SmackDown this week, which sucked.
Well, Andy, let's be realistic here. Every SmackDown before WrestleMania is a recap show. They had like one or two matches on there. And so, you know, let's just kind of go over a couple of the things that happened, not only on there, but also on Raw.
Oh, something I spoiled.
Yeah, something that you spoiled earlier, which is that Christian got injured, and that he has been replaced by Drew McIntyre.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think that Drew was the right replacement here?
For this match, yes. Because if they were doing it properly, you would have seen Del Rio. But, of course, he's a bigger player than that.
So oh, he's a main eventer, Andy.
Yes. So main eventer doesn't belong in Team Johnny.
Hey, well, the other thing, too, is if we remember, Drew McIntyre was fired by Teddy Long.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is kind of smart to have him in there because, you know, he can say, of course, in his promos, oh, well, Teddy fired me and I want to get my revenge and everything like that. So mm-hmm. And then, you know, also let's kind of talk a little bit more about Big Show and Cody Rhodes. They, you know, they've really kind of gone. I think that the feud that they have right now is very interesting. I think that they have done a pretty good job of a build up here as being this is an undercard feud. You know, well, I mean, this well, is
the thing is, though, it's been done properly, though. It hasn't been something they're like, let's just put a feud together for no reason. No, they've done a great job of it. I mean, I'm actually happy with it. It almost seems like they took like the people who are booking main event stuff properly and brought them down like, you know, we're just going to throw Cody and Big Show your way. And then they took it and ran with it, like what Zack Ryder did with his with a crappy character. Whoever yeah. I think whoever booked this, you know, I would love to find out who did. I mean, we got to find out who did this because they've done a marvelous job of it. I mean, it's been great. It's been funny. I think it's put Cody Rhodes over big time. I mean, he's almost to upper mid card, I think, now. I think he was just mid card. Now he's upper mid card. And Big Show is such a team player that I don't think it bothers him at all. I think he actually is fine with it, and I think he has fun with it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's and you know because how would you give someone the World Heavyweight Championship and then have him lose it like 3 minutes later?
Yeah,
and he's not even talking about it. It's like, yeah, it happened, big deal. So I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm glad whoever booked this, yeah,
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 absolutely. And you know what's gonna be interesting here too. You know, first of all, you got to listen to the special because, you know, we talk about who we think is going to win and why. The thing I kind of want to point out here is if Big Show wins, you know that he would have held every major WWE title.
Oh, really?
He would have been the WWE, the World Heavyweight Champion. He was the U.S. Champion. He was the WWE Tag Team Champion, the World Heavyweight Tag Team Champion, the ECW Champion. So if he wins this, he will be the Intercontinental Champion.
Will he be the first guy to do that, though?
I don't know. You know, I'd have to fact check that.
We'll have to look at that.
I think, yes. In terms of like the ECW champion?
Yeah, because you throw ECW, you got Rob Van Dam. I think Rob Van Dam was an IC champion, but I don't think he was the world.
He was never world. Yeah, he was
I don't think he was world, but I think it was WWE or it was vice versa.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right. I mean, unless Ezekiel Jackson
makes a huge run.
Yeah, then he would. But yeah, you're right. Oh my gosh.
But like I said, Big Show also was a world heavyweight champ, a world heavyweight tag team. I'm sorry, world tag team champion and WWE tag team champion.
Right. Or the Raw and SmackDown tag team.
Yeah. He was the Raw tag team champion, the SmackDown tag. Yeah. So anyway, Andy, let's move on to our sponsor.
It's HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. We did. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and one-click script installs with a free site builder, which, by the way, is actually really fun to play with, and the best, hands down, the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, WrestleMania, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Impact Wrestling. So, Matt Morgan and Crimson are going to continue their feud. That's all I got. I don't care about this.
Well, it's two big guys wrestling. Crimson is the heel now. And I got to ask you, Andy, the big thing that Crimson had going for him, the only thing that made him different was the fact that he had an undefeated streak. Do you think that his streak continues in this feud?
No, I actually dig Matt Morgan. I've always liked Matt Morgan. And I would actually see Matt Morgan coming on top on this. No matter how this feud ends, it'll be Matt Morgan on top. Crimson is just another big guy. I mean, that's all it is. There's nothing special about his moveset. I mean, Matt Morgan is a big hoss, and he actually is very athletic, actually, for that big of a guy. So, and I actually like him on the mic, too. Crimson I could care less about. I mean, Crimson's just, you know, you plug him in here, you plug him in there. I mean, that's it. I mean, he's nobody.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you on that. And I do believe Matt Morgan will win. It's something that he can then say for, you know, quite a while. And that's, you know, one of those things that for Goldberg, I believe that if he would have had somebody maybe build up to beat Goldberg and then have him beat Goldberg, it would have been a bigger deal. Having Nash beat Goldberg didn't really help him out that much.
No, it just helped Nash's ego. Beat him.
Big and deal. It'd be just like here if you had – I don't know, like let's say Hogan beat him or something like that. It'd be pointless, you know? I mean, AJ Styles, maybe I could see that. Samoa Joe, I think, should have beat him because I think that would have helped out. You know, but having Angle beat Crimson, that won't really help out Angle.
No.
You know?
That
or Sting. Yeah, or Sting, it's not gonna help him out. But yeah, Matt Morgan do it. I think that could help elevate his character. Mm-hmm. So
also, that dude, why the heck was Anderson facing Matt Hardy? I'm sorry, Jeff Hardy. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. Can I ask you this much? What are they doing with Mr. Anderson? Are they trying to turn him face, heel, face, heel, face in the span of about a month?
I don't know. What is Kaz this week?
I believe Kaz is a heel.
Okay, so I think he's going to be a face, but he's going to be a tweener, but leading towards a face.
Well, the reason I bring this up is in this match – and these two have a great chemistry together. I saw them wrestle in Kent, Washington last year. Great match between these two. It was the main event. I do want to say this much, though. I think that something like this is unnecessary. I think that there are plenty of heels on that roster that you can have Jeff Hardy face and have him get over. Mm-hmm. Having Mr. Anderson out there, Mr. Anderson is supposed to be a face. He is supposed to be over as a face. There's no need to have two faces wrestle with no buildup.
And for no reason.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, let's have Mr. Anderson come out and wrestle. What's Hardy doing? Is he just sitting backstage? Okay, yeah, let's have him wrestle. That's all it was. I mean, even if they're testing something out for later, they've wrestled before in house shows, and you even said you saw one. Yeah. You don't need to practice anything, man. Come on. Is Garrett Bischoff booking this now?
No, he got announced for a match at Lockdown, and then the crowd snored. But let's talk about something a little more important, Andy. A Double was in the main event again.
Wow.
And he teamed with James Storm to take on Bobby Roode and Bully Ray. The reason for this, and this makes sense, of course, you have James Storm. He's got issues with Robert Roode and Bully Ray. Last week on Impact, Bully Ray interfered in an X Division match, and which Austin Aries happened to be in. So that's why Austin Aries wanted in this match. That way he could get back at Bully for what he did. So this actually makes sense. This is something that they planned out, unlike the, you know, Jeff Hardy, Mr. Anderson thing. So A Double's in this. Are there some people who are just too good to be heel?
Yeah. There's some people that, yeah, they're way too good to be heel. John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the other thing I forgot to point out last week is how the show ended. It ended how Raw ended this week. You're like, Hogan's in the ring. He's about to say something. And then cut. It's like how wrong it was. They're like, oh my gosh, they did it right. Let's do it just like how they did it. I forgot to bring that up.
Well, you don't want David Otunga to say anything because you know that he's going to say that Impact is flatter than, you know, than Raw. And then A Double is going to have to come out and, you know, tell Otunga. Tell him what's, you know, I'm sure that A Double is probably a jerk in real life. Like, he just seems like that type of guy.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, he seems like just a complete jerk. But it was so funny. Like, he tweeted at David Otunga for knocking Impact, and he just pretty much owned him. It was pretty funny. But I think that A Double, there are people who I believe are too good to be heel. Randy Orton, even though he was a heel and he was doing heelish things, people were just still cheering him. And so they just kind of ran with him. They're like, all right, well, I guess we'll just slowly turn him face. And that's what ended up happening. Orton was a heel who evolved into a face. And I believe that A Double is, you know, kind of in the same boat. People just cheer him. They like watching him wrestle. And so he's kind of that tweener slash face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's really weird. And plus, I think it's also how they are in the ring. If you have some guys just that good in the ring, like A-Dub, that's a big deal. And mm-hmm. The thing is, he's that good. Even though I find it funny that Tough Enough rejected him, which, by the way, the fact they rejected him, that's why I think he's turned out to be better than what he was. Because I think that fueled him to say mm-hmm. that, yeah, I may be a small guy, but I can do all the moves. And I can put on better matches than most of your top superstars. Hence, Undertaker, Triple H.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the one thing, too, you put him in the ring with David Otunga, he would wrestle circles around him. You know, he would go for a brainbuster. Otunga would be like, oh, suplex? I don't know how to keep my – I can't keep my legs in the air that long. I only do power moves that are weak, you know? So I thought that was kind of cool. And then the thing that Impact ended on was Hogan. He is now the man in charge of TNA. Do we like this move?
I think it's a good move for right now. It just depends on how he's going to do it. Because you can almost have him like be like the Vince McMahon. You know, have him a face, but then have all the heels hate him. And the heels, but then you have to have the heels win all the time, which can be done if it's done properly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll see what's going to happen. It's kind of exciting. You know, Hogan hasn't been around for a little bit, then he came back, and then he's gone. Then he's there, and then he's gone. But it's going to be nice to see what he does, you know, what he does with the character.
I kind of liked having Sting there as the man in charge, so to speak. I kind of like that. I think having Hogan there, you know, because he does carry a lot of bad blood, you know, in the wrestling business because he buried a lot of people. And, you know, he was known for having creative clauses in his contracts.
Yeah.
So I think that it's one of those things where he kind of – there's that stigma against him. I hope that this turns out good, though. I liked Hogan, you know, when I was a kid, and, you know, he's put over quite a few people, you know, a lot of people that you may not even remember. He put over Billy Kidman for 3 pay-per-views in a row. I mean, I'm not joking. He like Google.
Yeah, because he liked working with him because it was so much easier. Well, that's how you're supposed to work with someone. You help them out.
Yeah, so he put over Billy Kidman, I think it was 2 or 3. You know, he put over The Rock. He you know, the only time he beat The Rock cleanly was in a tag match. You know, he put over The Rock. He put over Ultimate Warrior. You know, he put over quite a few people. But I hope that this is going to mean good things for TNA. I am sure that their ratings are probably going to be down because a lot more people are going to be interested in WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, maybe this week's ratings are going to could be pretty bad.
They could be bad. But something, you know, we didn't talk about is the Hall of Fame ceremony that's happening on Saturday.
Oh, we didn't. No.
There's something major that's happening that's never happened before. We're going to have a TNA wrestler show up and mm-hmm. actually be inducted into the Hall of Fame for a second time. That's, of course, Ric Flair. But it's kind of a big deal because he said he was coming, period.
Yeah.
But it wasn't announced till earlier. And Dixie Carter said, yes, you know, it's good that he's in there, you know, for the Hall of Fame. But one thing I thought was funny, she didn't say WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of funny. But I'm actually glad to see that he's coming back one more time. Going in with the Four Horsemen because they need to be in. I don't care what anyone says. It's a trick to get Flair to come in. No. They need to be in. They're one of the few groups that, yes, they need to be in. Not the NWO, because if you say the NWO, then Virgil's coming back.
You say the NWO, it's like, all right, which incarnation?
Virgil just shows up. Hey, I heard the NWO is coming back. We're referring to the Wolfpack. Hey, I was in that one too. Hey, I'm hitting the Comic-Con this weekend, by the way. $20 for an autograph. No, I shouldn't say that because he's actually one of the more popular ones that does that. So, but anyways, yeah. So I'm really excited about the Hall of Fame ceremony. They're not going to air it though until right before Raw. But I'm happy that Ric Flair is going to be there. I hope that he's actually on WrestleMania. That'll be even a bigger deal.
Yeah, I agree. So I think it'd be pretty cool. And this week we're not going to have a weekly topic because we have the WrestleMania special out.
Yes, there is a weekly topic, and you just said it. Check out the show that was released yesterday. Or actually a few days ago, depending on when you listen to us. It's the WrestleMania 28 pre-show. It's awesome. We did it. It's a great job. You and I did it. And that's a weekly topic right there. So we go over all the matches.
It's a 30-minute weekly topic.
Yes, it is.
About all the matches, who we think's going to win, and why. It's actually pretty important to listen to it. And it's going to be really interesting to record the post-show special that'll be put out that late Sunday or that early Monday, where we're going to talk about, you know, what's going on in the, you know, with WrestleMania 28.
Who won, who lost, who picked the most ones right, and why did they do this match order is basically what we're going to go over. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.